Our broadcast tonight brought to you, as always, by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Bucks right now with the basketball. Chance to tie with the three-pointers. Campaign's out there with Portis, Connaughton, Giannis, and Crowder. Portis on the handoff to Connaughton. Around the curl, he launches the three. Cannot hit. Rebound pulled down by Brooklyn. They go the other way. Bucks are just still not getting those shots to work. Statistics are melting down as we speak on the monitors here at Barclays Center, so we won't be able to pass you those numbers along, but I'll tell you this, hasn't been particularly good. Here's a pass inside. Sharp gets underneath the defense, spins, and lays it in up close, using that left hand on a little hook. Giannis inbound to Payne. Payne right back to Giannis, who will take it into the front court himself. He attacks downhill, draws the whistle and the foul on the floor. I think that was De'Ron Sharp called for it for the Nets, and it should be Bucks ball out of bounds, as that's the last foul to give for Brooklyn. Foul was O'Neal, called for it for Brooklyn. So here comes Connaughton, top of the arc for the Bucks on the inbound pass. He'll give to Portis. Portis takes a shot from Sharp, trying to back his way in on Sharp. Playing a little bully ball, floats it up the right hand, couldn't get it to drop. So Brooklyn gets the stop. Portis got the shot he wanted, but he just couldn't finish it. Now it's Brooklyn the other way. Open three on the way. O'Neal lets the Bucks get away with one. Portis saves the rebound for Milwaukee. Pushing Milwaukee the other direction. Feeds it ahead to Payne. Payne stops on the left wing. Sends out top to Giannis. Giannis takes it inside. Glides underneath the defense. And he lost the basketball going up, but it was touched last by Brooklyn. Out of bounds on the baseline with 15 to shoot. A minute 23 to play now in the first quarter. From Brooklyn, New York. Inbound pass coming. Campaign will trigger it in on the far side of the baseline. We got a whistle on an offensive foul before he got it in. Now that could be a dead ball foul. Let's see. I think they're just going to give possession to the Nets. That foul was on Pat Connaughton, who gets called for his first. And for the Bucks, that's their first team foul for the quarter. Took them about 11 and a half minutes or 11 minutes or so to get there. Here's a pass from Walker, sends to the far side, a drive underneath. Walker gets it right back to Sharp, who drops the hammer with a big right-hand flush. 29-22, Nets have matched their largest lead of this game now. Into the front court, Campaign shepherds it across the midcourt logo, inside of a minute to go now. Payne fires up a three, got it. Michelob Ultra 3 for Campaign, who is now connected on 6 of his 11 three-point attempts as a Buck. On the other side of things, it is Brooklyn with the basketball, more specifically Lonnie Walker. He hands it off before he gets it right back, working around a screen. He's picked up by Giannis. Now they get it down low. An attacking move underneath. Sharp sends out top. It's in the hands of Bridges. Off to O'Neal. Royce O'Neal, a head fake with one to shoot. Fires and hits the three from the near wing left. So Brooklyn answers 1-3 with another. And it's back to a seven-point game. Game clock and shot clock separated by 6 seconds as the Bucks go the other way with 17 to shoot now. Giannis, top of the arc. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Pulls up, and he sticks the 16-footer at the left elbow. Giannis now sitting with 10 points in this first quarter. He is connected on 5 of his 8 shots to go with his 4 rebounds. Brooklyn will have a chance to play for the final shot now. Shot clock is off. Bridges at the top of the arc. Has the ball taken away by Giannis, who swoops in. He's in the open floor and sends it down, throwing the mean mug on, going the other way. The Greek Freak unleashed here in Brooklyn to ooze and awes. Here comes Brooklyn the other direction with it now. They have a chance with 3 to shoot. The ball goes up, and it's missed on Walker's 3-point try. But Giannis with a commanding 12-point showing in that first quarter. Milwaukee, though, still trails by 3 through it all. 32-29 through our opening 12 minutes here at Barclays Center tonight. It's an Empire State of Mind here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels have superior moisture resistance for interior and exterior applications and are the first line of defense against heat loss through basement walls. Look for the pink panels and save. Right now, get 11% off on all insulation products at Menards. Good through November 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
The We Energies Cookie Book is back with recipes from Wisconsin first responders. These sweet treats fuel our hardworking firefighters, police officers, and EMTs. Pick up your free We Energies cookie book at a distribution event near you. Visit weenergies.com for a list of locations. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. Happy holidays from all of us at We Energies. We Energies, people you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
Well, 9-3 run for the Bucks over the closing minute of the first quarter pulls Milwaukee back to within three. We welcome you back again to Barclays Center. A reminder, tonight's cocktail of the game is presented by Casamigos. Visit bucks.com/cocktail for tonight's recipe and all this season's Casamigos cocktail of the game recipes. Casamigos proud to be an official spirit of the Bucks in Fiserv form. Starting things off here in the second quarter, it's Brooklyn basketball as Marjon Beauchamp is in for the first time, and right now Bucks defense is scrambling. That leaves an open look for Bridges. He missed it short, but a rebound right to Simmons, and that sets up a three from the opposite wing. Royce O'Neal drills it, and the second chance points come back to bite the Bucks, who outscored Brooklyn 4-0 in second chance points in the first quarter. So Milwaukee now with it, trailing by five again. They have not led since it was 2-0. Giannis on the right side of the free throw line, will pass it off to Beauchamp, gets it back. Giannis scored six of the Bucks' last 9 points to close the first quarter. Campaign puts up a three, and he sinks it. He looked like he got knocked down in the process. Here's an outlet feed going the other way. Up the court, Walker takes it in. Couldn't finish in a crowd. Ball batted around a couple times off of Walker and back to the Bucks. Actually, I beg your pardon, that was Dennis Smith Jr. fighting for that loose ball. So Smith, new into the game in his first season with his Brooklyn team, couldn't get it to drop. Milwaukee, though, back to within three, and another Michelob Ultra three-pointer from Campaign. Giannis the other way. Bounce pass out top to Connaughton. Connaughton back to Giannis. Giannis, little hesitation, takes it inside. Floats it up with the right hand. Boy, he's feeling his night. He's got an opportunity to score. Not a whole lot of rim protection for this Brooklyn team tonight. Here's the drive on the other side. Shot missed down low as Walker trying to navigate through the defense. Thought he got fouled, but the Bucks instead come away with the ball. Giannis passes ahead to Portis, gets it back in his mitts on the left wing. Out top it comes to Payne. Payne drifting around the left side, around the screen from Giannis. Shovels it to the corner, and Bobby Portis drills another three for the Bucks, who have now taken their first lead since it was 2-0. It's 37-35 on the first three-pointer that's gone down of the season for Portis. Here's a pull-up jumper. Walker on the other side knocks it down to tie this game at 37 apiece. 2 minutes in to the second quarter here from Barclays Center. Campaign the other way. Feeds it near wing right to Portis. He'll give it to Beauchamp on the right wing. Hesitation out top to Giannis. He's going to fire another three up. Misses it back iron. Rebound pulled down by Simmons. They have really been daring Giannis to take that shot. Most teams do. Giannis did hit 3 of 3 last time, but that has been the outlier. Walker fires up a three. He can't hit. Rebound batted out, though, by Simmons. It's out to O'Neal. He can't hit. Royce O'Neal leaves it short. Giannis had the ball knocked away momentarily. Got it back now. He's running the other direction for the Bucks. Feeds out right wing to Payne. Out top to Connaughton. Connaughton knifes his wing in. Feeds the right side. Beauchamp squeezes off a three. And the Bucks have caught fire from the bonus sphere as he knocks down another one for Milwaukee, who suddenly finds itself sitting 6 of 18 after they started 1 of 10. Brooklyn the other way. Here's Walker sending it out to the near wing left. Bridges dribbles around Beauchamp, pulls up, got around the corner, and he hits the shot. So Milwaukee, prior to that shot, had been on an 11-2 scoring run over the last minute 43, but Bridges pulls his team back to within one, 40-39. Connaughton the other way, bobbing and weaving back and forth now to Giannis. Giannis goes right around Simmons, and he's going to get called for an offensive foul, as they'll say he used that forearm to wrap around. So Giannis's first foul, and it will earn him a seat on the bench. It was coming probably regardless. Payne and Giannis will take a seat for Milwaukee. Dame Lillard checks in, as does Chris Middleton now for Milwaukee. So the lineup for the Bucks goes Lillard, Middleton, Connaughton, Beauchamp, and Portis. As Brooklyn is going to reinsert Dorian Finney-Smith into the game. He'll join Ben Simmons, Lonnie Walker, along with Cam Thomas, who is also back into the mix with Dennis Smith Jr. Simmons with a bounce pass to the right side. Thomas holds it high over his head around the screen, takes it out top, works it to Walker. Walker drives into the paint, tried to hand off. Simmons was in some trouble, passed it to the corner. Now they work it out top. It's intercepted and taken away by Lillard. Dame will take it to the cup on the other side and lay it in. So Milwaukee, between Dame Lillard and Giannis, have both come away with a couple pieces of larceny and scored immediately off the pickpocket. Brooklyn the other way, down by three now. A step-back three-pointer on the way. Cam Thomas had a hand in his face, couldn't hit it, but a long rebound goes back out to the Nets. That's going to set up Walker, who will drill the three from the right wing. Tied again, 42 apiece. This Brooklyn team loves to shoot the three ball. Middleton the other way. He's got it on the left wing. A bounce pass to Portis. Portis defended by Finney-Smith, trying to back his way in. He gets fouled by Finney-Smith before he put the shot up. He was posting up. This Brooklyn team has shot 40% from beyond the arc in the last five games, hitting 15 or more three-pointers in each of the last three games. That's something they only did once all of last year. We had a technical foul called on Cam Thomas. That's going to send Lillard to the free throw line where his first shot, or his only shot, will rattle through. Lillard is leading the NBA in most free throw makes per game at 8.8 free throw makes per contest. He's second only to Giannis in attempts. You've got the number one and two free throw shooters by volume in the league. Portis catches the inbound pass and almost had a three-point play. He astutely put that shot up inside when he realized he had positioning underneath. And you can see the Bucks really trying to exploit that size advantage. And so far, I think you'd have to say advantage Milwaukee from that sense. We wondered if that small ball was going to give the Bucks problems in transition. So far, when you talk about the fast break points, Milwaukee has fared quite well in the first quarter. We're only outscored in fast break points 5-4. Portis sticks the first free throw. That'll keep mom off his back. He was talking about how his mom has been giving him a hard time about his free throw shooting this season. Said, I got to get her off my back. Shooting just 59% so far in this young part of the season from the line. Second free throw on the way. BP's shot is good. Mom knows best, BP. Best keep mom happy. He does there. 45-42, 7:51 to go now in the second. Nets the other direction with it. They're into the front court. Thomas, defended by Lillard, will hand it off. He gets it to Finney-Smith. Back to Thomas. A couple head fakes. He's going to pull up. 15-footer. Misses short. Rebound snatched in by Portis. He'll give to Lillard. Dame moves it into the front court. Takes it to the left wing. Now out top with a right-hand drive. Slings it to the near side. Connaughton catch and shoot three. And that's pure. You can see some level of relief from Pat as he let that one go. He's been waiting to see one of those drop. Three-pointers haven't been falling for him the way he'd like this season. On the other end, a knifing move down low from Dennis Smith Jr. He gets his way to the rim and lays it in. It's a four-point lead for the Bucks. 48-44, 7:10 to go in the second quarter. Lillard unleashes a three. Can't hit. Missed it short. Most of his misses have been short so far this season when he's been missing. Here's a pass out top. Cam Thomas drives inside. He puts the ball up. That one rolls all the way around the cylinder before it finally funnels through, and it's back to a two-point game. Lillard tonight 0 of 3 from long range. He is just 2 of 6 shooting the ball. He's got it now on the pass from Middleton. Out top around the logo at midcourt. Now he takes it to the top of the circle. Feeds to Middleton. A hesitation. He pulls up. Left free throw line extended, and he laces one from 16 feet away. Middleton now sitting with 4 points on his second made field goal on 5 tries. Here's a drive from Walker. He gets around the defense of Lillard and lays it in. 2-point game, 50-48, 6:17 to go now, as we are going to have a timeout on the floor. So we will take it with them. 6:15 to play here. We're in the second quarter from Brooklyn, New York, with Milwaukee clinging to a 2-point lead. We have seen 2 lead changes early in this one. It'll be Bucks basketball when we come back. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Everywhere you look, from groceries to utilities to gas, prices keep going up. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin can dramatically help lower your energy costs year-round by replacing drafty windows and doors in as little as 6 weeks. And now you can save even more by taking advantage of no interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See show for details. Offer ends 11/30/2023.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Are you ready to be treated like a VIP? Drop the third-party apps and download the Cousins Club app for true VIP status. Then order your favorite subs and sides directly on the Cousins Club app to reap the rewards. You'll get access to exclusive, limited-time-only products, coupons, and special offers. And you'll earn reward points, free food, and Cousins merchandise. Now that's how a VIP should be treated. Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Offering a memory disorder program that's first of its kind in Wisconsin isn't just about innovation. It's about providing thorough diagnoses to improve treatments and help people live better. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Neuroscience Institute is a nationally recognized leader in the diagnosis and treatment of complex brain disorders, and we'll do everything humanly possible to help you keep being you. To see a specialist with the expertise to help you, go to frederick.com/neuro.
Pick and Save is the official grocer of the Bucks for the Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. And remember, also, Bucks fans, you can catch all the games all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments. Check it out on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. Glad to have you with us. Dave Kane with you here from Barclays Center, along with our on-site engineer Griffin Ward and Andrew Davis on stats. Jason Gordon along with Justin Garcia back at the flagship station in Milwaukee, WTMJ. Been a good one so far. 50-48 Bucks with a two-point lead in the basketball. Middleton's going to lob inside to Lopez, who has an easy layup underneath. And trying to go inside, maximize that size advantage in this one. Here comes Brooklyn the other direction with it. It's a handoff to Cam Thomas, who takes it to the top of the circle, defended by Middleton. It's Middleton, Beauchamp, Lopez, Lillard, and Crowder for the Bucks after the timeout. A drive inside. Walker's going to turn it over. Tried to pass out, but it was the long arms of Lopez that knocked it down. Walker had scored 7 points already in the second quarter for Brooklyn, but gives it away there. Now it's Middleton on the other end. Left of the lane, backs his way in on Thomas. He'll send out right wing, catch and shoot three. Jay Crowder is perfect again. He rips the cords from the right wing, and Crowder is having himself another great shooting night here, at least in this first half, where he's hit all three of his shots, all three from distance. Another Michelob Ultra three. Here's a pull-up jumper for Cam Johnson. Thomas, and Thomas hits it left of the lane. Cameron Johnson is out of this game, as is Nick Claxton, both injured and unavailable tonight for Brooklyn. Bucks have a five-point lead. Step back three on the way. Lillard buries it from the top of the arc. He's off the schneid. Dame hits his first long one of the night. He's got 8 points now. And the Bucks have stretched to their largest advantage of eight. Thomas trying to answer his three-pointer. He will. He is instant offense. This young man averaging 28.9 points a contest in his career in his 11 starts over the course of that time. This season, he's been their leading scorer. Here comes Middleton, a couple of head fakes before he passes out to Lopez. He's got Simmons all over him, so he'll hand to Middleton to Crowder. Boy, they're crowding the outside. Lillard going to fire up a three anyway. Too strong this time. Rebounded by Simmons. Ben Simmons racing off in transition for Brooklyn. Passes it away. Gets it off. Here's Walker putting up a contested shot, and he hits it just inside the free throw line. So it is a 5-0 run quickly for the Nets, who have crept back to within three. 58-55, 4:07 to play. We are in quarter number two here at Barclays Center. Here's Lillard trying to turn the corner. He gets inside, has the ball knocked away. They'll say last touch by Brooklyn, to the frustration of both Lonnie Walker and Ben Simmons, who are arguing otherwise. They may have had a point there on that replay. It sure looked like it went off Lillard. Be interesting to see if Jacques Vaughn's going to challenge this. He is. Yeah, he saw that same replay we just did. Lillard lost it going up. So that will take us to a timeout on the floor, I believe. Yeah, they are going to schedule this as a timeout. 3:58 remaining. We are in quarter number two. Bucks by three, but the Nets with the basketball. 55-8, 55, or at least assuming this is reversed. We'll tell you if it is officially right after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
/bars.
Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer, definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. We're also brought to you by Jockey. Just like the Bucks, Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. It was overturned, and it sets up a three-pointer for Cam Thomas, and just like that, that eight-point lead is gone. It is tied at 58 apiece because both teams have been scorching offensively in this quarter. Milwaukee's hit 10 of 13 from the floor. Brooklyn has now hit 11 of 18 from the floor. Giannis takes the feed inside, lost the ball, gets it back. He's got three defenders all over him. Kicks it out, open three-pointer. Crowder is two alone, missed the shot from the left wing. First miss of the night for Jay. Here comes Brooklyn the other way. Chance to get the lead back. Thomas fires up a transition three. Can't hit. Rebounded by Lopez. He sends it ahead. Now it's Giannis in the front court. Fending off the defense from Dinwiddie. Now they work into the corner. Catch and shoot three. Malik Beasley well short. Got a clean look at it, but could not hit from that corner. Bucks in this quarter had gone 6 of 9 from distance prior to that. A far cry from the 3 of 14 start they had in the first quarter. Here's Brooklyn the other way. Thomas on the right wing. Takes it out top. Now knifes his way into the lane. Had the ball knocked away briefly, but got it back. Now he feeds out. Gets it back on the left side. His three-pointer rims in and out. Thought he got fouled. Didn't get the whistle. Bucks go the other way. Leaked in a tie game. 58-50. Lillard driving inside. Takes it to the cup. Puts the shot up. No good. He was challenged by Dinwiddie. Comes away with a rebound on the basketball. He's going to hand the ball off to Thomas. Thomas works it to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Finney Smith in transition makes the Bucks pay, and we have our third lead change of the night. Brooklyn has taken a 61-58 advantage with 2:15 to play now in the second. Here's Giannis the other way. Into the front court. Dribbles with the right hand. Crosses over, a bounce pass off to Beasley. Fakes the pass, instead fires from three. Cannot hit. Rebound pulled down, going the other direction with it. That's going to be O'Neal passing to Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie on the right wing. Rifles it across the court, finds Royce O'Neal. He can't hit from three. Misses strong. Royce O'Neal coming off of a 2 of 15 shooting effort, including 2 of 13 last time out. Giannis takes the feed the other way. He gets fouled down low, and he, amazingly, as active as he's been, will have his first trip to the free throw line tonight. Royce O'Neal gets called for the foul, and that will be his second personal. For Brooklyn, it is their last foul to give. 13-3 run now for the Nets, who have cut that 8-point deficit and turn it into a 3-point lead for themselves. Giannis at the stripe this season, 62%. Not where he'd like to be living. Had a pretty good night at the line with exception to that 1-0-for-3 he had late. And he leaves this one well short. Mentioned it. He and Damian Lillard leading the league in free throw attempts per game between the two of them. Giannis at 10.5 a game, Lillard at 9.5. And problem is, Giannis is only hitting 6.5 of those 10.5. Not where he wants to be. Trying to make it a 2-point game here. He bends at the knees and sticks the second free throw. People may forget, Giannis at the free throw line over the course of his career is a career 71% free throw shooter coming into the season, even though last year he was just at 65. And he's only at 62 this year. Those numbers trending the wrong way here of late, but got a whistle and a foul on the floor on the other side. Malik Beasley got in the way of the drive from Bridges, and it's out of bounds with 1:36 to go after Giannis goes 1-for-2. It's 61-59. Brooklyn, as the Nets also have the ball. Out of bounds. It's sent in. They'll work it over to Cam Thomas. Long three from the left wing. Back iron. High off the back iron and rebounded by Giannis. Bucks down by two. Nets just 33% shooting from the beyond the arc this evening. Here's Giannis spinning around his man, but O'Neal got a hand on the ball going the other way. The other direction, it's going to set up a layup the other direction from Dorian Finney-Smith. We mentioned this team loves to run. They have been running as much as anybody, tallying 20-plus fast break points each of the last five games. Here's Lillard. Drives into his man, hands to Giannis behind him, and Giannis with a big swooping jam sends it down to pull Milwaukee back to within two. Greek Freak's got 15 points. Here's a drive. Bridges goes up and under, passes it out after he lost control. They got the Bucks on skates on defense, and that's going to set up a three for Thomas from the near wing. Steps into the three and comes away pumping his fist. Cam Thomas now with a big first half of his own right. As he sticks that three, he's got 16 points now in the first, including 4 of 9 from long range. Giannis on the other end. 36 seconds to go in the quarter. Tries to fire up another three, and he misses again. Missed all four of his three-point tries, and I think if Giannis is taking 4 three-pointers a half, that's probably more than any of his coaches would like to see, particularly when he's not hitting. 13-1 run now over the last, well, 13-3 run over the last 3.5 minutes. Here's Thomas. Drives inside, and he gets fouled as he was going to the rim. He'll step to the free throw line where he's going to have two shots in front of him. Brooklyn has put on a good run here of late, and the Bucks offense has gone quiet late in this quarter. And they're having a hard time getting stops. Cam Thomas, 13 points of his 16 in this quarter. Make it 19 points now for the game. And he's got a chance to add two more to it. Thomas, we mentioned it. He is instant offense, but he misses the free throw here. He's not afraid to go inside. 14.5 points a game on drives this year. That's second in the league. Averaged just 4.5 points a game on those types of moves last season, but that time driving and earning a trip to the line. He'll have another free throw on the way, and he hits it. Thomas, 85% free throw shooter this season. And with the shot clock off, it's inside of 10 seconds to play now in the quarter. Bucks trying to play for the final shot. Down by six. Giannis left of the lane, bounces it out to Lillard. Lillard going to put up a shot. He got fouled, and the ball bounced about every locality of the rim, including the backcourt, before it finally went off the side. So Lillard's going to go to the line for two shots with 2.3 seconds remaining in this first half of basketball on the foul called on Cam Thomas. Thomas with his first. So Lillard will step to the line with two shots in front of him. 94% this season, and been there a lot. Tonight, this is his first free throw is up. It bounces around and rolls through. Lillard in his second free throw attempt of the night right there. Dame just 3 of 10 shooting tonight in his 17 minutes, including 1 of 5 from three-point range, as the three-point shot's still not going down for him. He came in 34%. That was after going 4 of 7 from beyond the arc last time out. That was his best three-point shooting game. Of course, that was the game that saw him put up 15 of the Bucks' final 16 points in the final 7 minutes and change against the Knicks. 8 of those 15 coming at the free throw line. He has been so good late. Knocks down both free throws, and there will be no shot here at the horn from Cam Thomas. Got it off late as Brooklyn takes a 19-5 run over the final 5:15 of the first half, as they will stake out to a 4-point advantage going into the locker room. 67-63 is our score at the midway point here tonight from Barclays Center. When we come back, we will go back to the studio in Milwaukee, where Justin Garcia is standing by. It is, again, a 67-63 deficit for the Bucks here at halftime from Barclays Center. You're listening to the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
If they vote not to confirm you, that means essentially you're fired. And they just did it yesterday to 8 Evers appointees. And one of the people that was fired yesterday was Melissa Baldoff.
There's just really not a bottom for them yet. Years ago, I thought, well, it couldn't get worse than this. They found a way to let the bar sink a little bit lower.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 38,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Grab your squad for Bucks Night Out, presented by Michelob Ultra and Bally Sports Wisconsin. Every ticket comes with a Michelob Ultra or soda on us. Visit Bucks.com/BNO for details.
Halftime in Brooklyn. It is the Nets using a strong close to this first half, taking a 4-point lead into the half, 67-63, our score after 24. And the story for the Brooklyn Nets has been Cam Thomas. We told you in the pregame, opened up the season with 3 consecutive 30-point games. He scored 27 points in the loss to the Boston Celtics their last time out there on the floor on Saturday. He's already up to 20 points in the first half tonight. 7 of 14 shooting, 5 three-pointers as well from Cam Thomas. Giannis has been the story offensively for the Bucks. He's 8 of 15 from the floor, 17 points, 7 rebounds, an assist, a block, a steal. He's done everything through these first 24 minutes. The other Bucks scorer in double figures is Dame Lillard. 10 points in 17 minutes for Dame, 4 assists as well. Just 1 of 5 from the outside, though, and 3 of 10 overall for Damian Lillard. But 27 combined points from that duo in the first half, and the Bucks are down by 4, 67-63, our halftime score in Brooklyn. We'll run through the rest of the numbers and get you caught up on some of these team stats, as there's a few areas that jump out. We'll get you up to speed after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
'67-63 halftime score in Brooklyn. The Nets up 4 on the Bucks. And again, it's been a couple of players leading the offense for both teams. Cam Thomas with 20 points. Mikal Bridges with 13 on 6 of 9 shooting. And Lonnie Walker IV told you it was going to be a game-time decision prior to this game. He scored 14 off the bench. For the Bucks, it's been Dame Lillard and Giannis, 27 combined points from that duo, leading the way for the starters. Both teams' benches have been productive so far. 26 points from the Nets second unit, 28 from the Bucks, and the biggest area standing out the most, I should say, for that Bucks bench is three-point shooting. Bucks missed their first 6 threes of this game. They would close the half hitting 9 of their final 21 shots. But all of that success has come from the bench. Their bench is 8 of 11 on three-pointers. Jay Crowder is 3 of 4. Cam Payne has made both of his threes. Pat Connaughton has the lowest shooting percentage for the bench at 1 of 3. Bobby Portis finally added a three-pointer, and Marjon Beauchamp knocking down his only field goal attempt, a three, earlier in this game as well. So 8 of 11 three-point shooting for that Bucks bench. Starters, though, just 1 of 16, and that only make coming from Dame Lillard. Malik Beasley, 0 of 3. Giannis, 0 of 4. Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez have both gone 0 for 2, and Dame Lillard, 1 of 5. And the Bucks hanging in it, 67-63, our halftime score. A lot of offense in this game so far. When we come back, we will get you caught up on the NBA scoreboard, as we have 11 other games taking place tonight, and to all but one has currently tipped off. So we'll get you up to speed on those scores next. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Free activities delivered right to your inbox.
67-63, Nets lead the Bucks at halftime. Halftime is brought to you by Uline. This is one of 12 games taking place in the NBA on this Monday night, and all but one of those 12 have tipped off. Headed to the fourth quarter in Detroit, the Pistons, the Bucks' next opponent, they lead the Warriors 80-77. Pacers are blowing out the Spurs about midway through the third quarter in Indianapolis. It's 95-74. Also midway through the third in Orlando, Magic up 10 on the Mavericks, 73-63. Philadelphia 76ers, their strong start to the season continues as they're up 15 on the Wizards, 96-81, the score with about 5 minutes left in the third quarter. Two games are also at the half. First of those is in Miami, where the Heat lead the Lakers 62-59. And the Clippers lead the Knicks 46-42. James Harden has played 16 minutes and scored 9 points in his Clippers debut. Just to the south of us in Chicago, Bulls lead the Jazz 42-35. They're just starting or a couple of minutes into the second quarter. In Houston, it's the Rockets up on the Kings 32-25. That game just starting the second quarter. And also just headed to the second quarter in Minneapolis, the Timberwolves lead the Boston Celtics 29-26. Finally, the Thunder up 4 on the Hawks 32-28 early in the second quarter. Final game of the night, it tips off at 8 o'clock in Denver. It's the Nuggets and the Pelicans. Again, it's a 4-point Brooklyn Nets lead at the half, 67-63. The halftime score, Cam Thomas, 20 first-half points for the Nets. And the other thing we made note of on the pregame show, transition, which team performs best. The Nets have been very, very good in offense and defense in transition so far this season, and they're dominating on the transition piece here. They're getting into transition at a more frequent rate than the Bucks, and they're adding 4 points per possession in transition. Bucks are not seeing any of that lift. So you got to slow down the Nets and slow down Cam Thomas in the second half. 67-63, the score in Brooklyn. It's the Nets up 4. Dave Kane has the call after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's a tap. And he's bought some asparagus! What a play!
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Cousin Subs just got better. With our newest mobile app update, we've made it easier to purchase your favorite subs and sides with Apple or Google Pay and the ability to make split payments. And that's not all. Can we get your digits? Sign up today for our new text messaging program to unlock exclusive coupons and offers at CousinSubs.com or via our app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Breakthroughs aren't just for medical journals. They're to help people live their best lives. At the Froedtert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network, people are the driving force behind everything we do. That means every breakthrough, every clinical study, every interaction is to help you, your family, and your neighbors live better. We do everything humanly possible because we see everything humanly possible in you. To find out how compassion motivates world-class care, visit Froedtert.com.
Hey, Bucks fans, you could say, show me the money at Pottawatomie. $800,000 is up for grabs. Just play with your club card now through November 16th. More at paysbig.com. Dave Kane back with you once again here from Barclays Center as we come to you from Brooklyn. Second half about ready to get underway after the Bucks gave up the highest amount of scoring the Nets have put up in a first half so far this season. A very high-scoring half, to be sure. Milwaukee 63 points in that first half, but the Nets 67. Let's take a look at your Pella Doors and Windows rebounding battle. See who's hitting the glass in this one. And you thought the Bucks would have a major advantage here. Not so much in this game. They've actually been out-rebounded 23-21 through our opening half. 4-4 on the offensive glass as well. Deadlock. Pella Doors and Windows of Wisconsin can help lower your energy costs. No interest and no down payments for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. So we start the second half with Milwaukee in white, the Nets in black. The Brooklyn side of things will start with it going left to right with a combination of their same five that began the first half. Cam Thomas, it's Bridges, Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Ben Simmons. For the Bucks, they counter with the same five that began their first half. Giannis, along with Lopez, Beasley, Lillard, and Middleton. Basketball belongs to the Nets right here, though. Cam Thomas trying to get off to where he left off in the first half, but he can't hit on a 13-foot jump shot left of the lane. He was well defended that time. Bucks go the other way with it. Lillard's into the front court around the Giannis screen. He pulls up three ball. That's pure. That's the Dame that you've seen through the years play. He was one of five for three-point range in the first half, but he hits one early on here, and the Bucks back to within a point. Now a shot misses from the corner going the other way. Middleton got to be careful. Coming from the backside, Finney-Smith was trying to pry it free, but Middleton switched hands, so now he's got it. Backing his way in. We got a whistle and a foul. He hits the jumper, but they're going to wave it off. Say, actually, an offensive foul. How about that? Middleton can't believe it. He's trying to get an explanation. And he, I believe, was called for that foul. So it's going to be Brooklyn basketball. I did not see that one coming to the naked eye, as it is going to be Brooklyn basketball as they go the other direction with it. Cam Thomas has it in the front court. He's defended by Malik Beasley. Drifts to his left, hands it off to Simmons. Simmons whips it out top. Mikal Bridges defended by Middleton. Takes it inside. Missed the shot, but Simmons was there to jam it right back up and in. So back to a three-point lead for Brooklyn. 69-66, Lillard the other way, feeds to Middleton. Actually, it was a three-second call previously. That was on Giannis. Giannis going to fire up another three, and he misses again. Well, tell you, when the shot's not going, big fella, it may be time to hold back a little bit. He's missed all five. He's taken five threes tonight. He's missed all of them. Here's a three-pointer from Bridges in the corner. He misfires, and the rebound is there for Beasley. Giannis the other direction, goes into the front court. Little hesitation, dribbles behind his back. He's defended by Simmons. Sends out top. Beasley thought about the three. Instead gets to Lillard. Quick pass. It was Lopez, and Lopez was trying to feed it the other way. And, man, I'll tell you, we talk about maybe best intentions, not always the best results. There was a lot of passing there, and not everybody was where everyone else thought they were going to be. And that's kind of been a little bit of a storyline throughout the early part of this season, is these guys try to get acquainted with each other and where everyone's going to be in the new system, new personnel. So it is Brooklyn basketball following the turnover for Milwaukee. It's Cam Thomas going into the paint, sends out top to Bridges. Bridges, dribble drive inside. He draws the contact and kisses the shot up and in off the window with a foul. He gets a series of high fives from his teammates on the bench. He'll go to the line for a chance at the three-point play. Bucks were down by one with the basketball when that 3-second call was made against Giannis. And from that point on, instead of going ahead by one or even two with a three-pointer, they now find themselves down by five with a chance to make it six with Bridges at the free throw line. Mikal Bridges, the Iron Man. He is the only player in the NBA to have played every regular season game over the course of his last five seasons, his first 5 years in the league. 399 games and counting. He makes the first free throw and the only free throw, and the Bucks have it the other way. Middleton fires up a baseline jumper. He hits from 15. So Chris gets the Bucks back to within six, going quickly. Simmons the other way. Passes to the far corner. Quick hands from Dame Lillard. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with the Nets, though, at 9:44 to play here in this third quarter in a 72-68 game. As the good crowd on hand tonight here at Barclays Center, as the fans still making their way back to the seats after halftime. We've played two minutes and 16 seconds of the second half. Nets will work it out. Cam Thomas, 20 first half points, looking for his first points of the second half now. He goes to work, pulls up with Beasley on him, and hits it with a hand in his face anyway. He is just a heck of a scorer. Cam Thomas, 30-year man, can fill it up. Giannis the other way. A bounce pass to Lillard. He's defended by Bridges. Works around the Giannis screen out top, now takes it inside. Going to feed it to the right side. Three-pointer on the way. Beasley rips the cords on an open, they'll say, long two. Say he had his foot on the line. So it's 74-71. Nets with the basketball. They are right to left, as left to right as we see it. A step back three in the corner on the way. Dinwiddie couldn't hit. He had Lopez on him. Curious time to decide to put that one on when you got the big man near you. Middleton spins, corkscrewing his way in the paint, flips it up and in off the back iron as that one rolls through. Crafty veteran showing some soft touch there. Chris Middleton now with 8 points for the game. On the other side of things, Bridges on the right wing, takes it in. He has a contested shot, miss. Long rebound, tracked down by Beasley. Lopez got in the way of that one on the help side. Bucks go the other way. Middleton will hand it off to the trailing Lillard. Feeds it off to Beasley. Beasley lets it fly. Three-pointer wouldn't go. Long rebound is tipped out, and now with numbers, Dinwiddie lobs up top to Finney Smith for the dunk, racing off the other way. So timeout going to be called by Milwaukee. As we sit, 8:17 to go in the third quarter. 76-73, Nets with a lead. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, it's Bobby Portis, and I love playing basketball in Milwaukee. When I drive down the lane, I move fast and make sudden moves to drive to the hoop and score. But when I'm behind the wheel in the driving lane, I control my drive. I don't speed or make sudden movements. Speeding and reckless driving are the leading causes of traffic injuries and deaths in Wisconsin. Do what I do. Control your drive. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in, Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Wisconsin DOT.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The holidays start here at Pick and Save, with a variety of options to celebrate traditions old and new. You could do a classic herb-roasted turkey, or spice it up and make turkey tacos. Serve up a go-to shrimp cocktail, or use Simple Truth wild-caught shrimp for your first Cajun risotto. No matter how you shop, Pick and Save has all the freshest ingredients to embrace all your holiday traditions. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money!" More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
3-point game. We welcome you back to Barclays Center. We said 8:17 remaining here in this third quarter of basketball. We're brought to you by Pick and Save, official grocer of the Bucks. For the Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Also presented, as always, by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So it will be Bucks basketball when we resume play, with Milwaukee having trailed by 4 going into the break. It was a big run from the Nets to finish off the first half. 15-3 run down the stretch, but Milwaukee's got the basketball going right to left. It's Giannis, Crowder, Lopez, Lillard, and Connaughton after that last timeout. Lillard's got it on a handoff from Lopez, takes it into the paint. He funnels it to the corner. Three ball on the way. Pat Connaughton drilled it. PC with his second three-pointer of the night. And Milwaukee has evened this game up. It's 76. Bridges. Over the shoulder pass to Simmons, given all sorts of real estate. He's getting used to seeing that. His shooting has not been there for some time. Now inside is where he likes to work. Even there, he passes it out. That reminds you of that playoff finish. Here's a drive inside and a nice attacking move from Cam Thomas, who has no such concerns about shooting. Gets it to drop, and it's back to a two-point lead for the Nets. On the other end, Lillard takes the shot, feeds to Giannis. Giannis goes right at Simmons. Simmons gave him all sorts of room and then backed up and played it nicely. Giannis fell down, missed the shot. Thomas the other way, works it to the corner. Now to the rhythm three on the way for Bridges from the left wing, and he knocks it down. So 5-0 run for the Nets. Stretches it back to a five-point lead with 7-12 remaining here in the third. Bucks having trouble getting stops again here tonight. Defense has been an issue so far early in this season. And there's a turnover from Giannis. Threw it right to Cam Thomas. Thomas running the other way. Has the ball knocked away by Lillard. Lillard is arguing to challenge this thing. Right now, Adrian Griffin is going to his bench to see if they think he should. Looks like they have said, no, that was a clean foul. We don't have a monitor up here tonight to see the replays, but Lillard thought he had played it cleanly. Instead, it's a foul on the floor, and for Dame, it will be his first of the night. Inbound pass will come for Bridges. Gets it to Simmons. Simmons will hold on to it, fake the handoff to Bridges. Now gets it over to Dinwiddie. Spencer Dinwiddie with a pocket pass back to the runner from Simmons. That one missed badly. Looked awkward on the release. Giannis going to get fouled at midcourt. Simmons came out to try to steal the ball with he and Dinwiddie providing a trap, but that'll be first team foul for the Nets here in this third quarter with 6:44 remaining. And Simmons is called for his first foul. Crowder to inbound. He'll send it to Giannis. Giannis at the top of the arc. Giannis got off to a really quick start to this game. It was 12 points in the first quarter. He was scoring at will. He has been slowed since. Oh, and a turnover here. Giannis got a beautiful pass down through to Crowder, but Crowder just mishandled it. He was underneath everybody on a great feed, but two straight unforced turnovers for the Bucks. 81-76. It remains a five-point lead now for Brooklyn. Bucks have gone into a little bit of an offensive funk, and that's dangerous with this high-scoring team. Speaking of which, Cam Thomas pulls up and knocks down a 15-footer. 83-76. Nets out in front by 7. Lillard the other way into the front court. Going to put up a long three and draws the whistle and the foul on Bridges. Well, Dame Lillard, they say he's in range the second he crosses the midcourt stripe. That time he was absolutely hunting a foul there. And he's going to have three shots in front of him. And the Bucks will take points any way they can get him at this juncture. Three of Lillard's 13 points tonight have come at the free throw line. He'll have three staring at him right here. First one is up and it is good. Seven-time All-Star. Inking out that two-year, $122 million extension a year ago that will keep him on this team since to the 2026-27 season. Knocks down the second free throw and another one coming. Dame, in 36 minutes, had 30 points the other night against the Knicks. Of those 30, 15 came in crunch time late in the final 7.5 minutes of that game. Simmons checks out of the game. He's replaced by Royce O'Neal. Third free throw for Lillard here. And he rattles it home. So Dame gets all three of them to go and cuts that deficit down to four. 83-79, 6:10 to go in the third. Nets with the lead in the basketball into the front court. Cam Thomas at the top of the circle. Looking to get rid of it. He'll pass it away.